Mason. So good to be with you. I'm your honored host, live and in color, or whatever you call this satellite, live and... What would you call this? It's not color. I don't know. Satellite radio. Live and in satellite radio. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show, thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com. A lot has happened in the last few days. It's kind of good that we haven't done news because it gives you a chance to kind of back off and let, you know, things boil off a little bit, and then you see what's left. Obviously, big story. It continues to be this impeachment, not impeachment. This, I call it goat rodeo that I stole from Dave Janda. Definitely, I might add, stole that from Dave Janda. He, I think accurately described it. I think the most important part of this, at least to this point, there may be, and I'm sure other parts coming later, is this idea that this is an impeachment inquiry. And there's a huge, massive debate going on between corporate media and the White House and your imagination. Which do you believe? Is there a proper impeachment inquiry going on with Congress right now, or do they need a vote by law to actually engage in a impeachment inquiry? Which one? Because corporate media, and I've listened to a lot of them, and it is stunning. It is stunning how
deceitful,
deceptive they are being on this. There is no official impeachment inquiry unless they take a vote. Why? Because then the House is behind it. You know, stories from the AP, you'll see the first line. He is bucking Congress. He is not bucking Congress. And this is me being non-biased completely on this situation. He is not bucking Congress. Nancy Pelosi is not Congress. He is not bucking Congress by not cooperating with this goat rodeo. If he was bucking Congress, they would have had a vote, and then Congress as a body votes, and they vote to begin the impeachment inquiry. At that point, if he said, I will not cooperate, then he is bucking Congress. This is the most important part of this whole goat rodeo so far. Will they be able to, outside of law, project a legitimacy to this or not? I hope not, because it's not legitimate. Uncle Kevin,
yeah, I don't think so.
Any thoughts on, I mean, you entered, get in here.
Yeah, I don't think so, one bit.
You don't think that what?
They're going to win with this impeachment stuff. You know, they're not following precedent, and that's what they're, you know, that's the argument that the president is making. They're not following precedent.
And president not following law.
And I don't know if it's a law, but it's definitely precedent. And denying his due process. So that's what.
Well, then that's against the law.
Yeah.
There's no, you can't have, because if every member of Congress can't have subpoena power so they can get the bottom of this, then it's not an inquiry. It's a witch hunt.
Yeah, it's a witch hunt. Absolutely.
I mean, even anybody, even remotely non-biased on this, would say that's an unfair, biased witch hunt. That's what the, I mean, maybe witch hunt's a strong word, but it's unfair and biased. I mean, anybody remotely, even keeled on this would say that. If the Republicans cannot examine, if different other people in the House can't subpoena this situation, let's get Joe Biden, let's get Hunter Biden,
yeah.
let's start subpoenaing Burisma, let's see what's going on with China, yeah. with the investment group of Biden's son. This is the most important thing by far, so far.
Hey.
Will they be able, with their corporate media, with everything going on, be able to push this and make this a legitimate inquiry? He is not bucking Congress. Bucking Nancy Pelosi is not bucking Congress.
That is correct. Bucking a lunatic.
Well, whatever you want to call her. I mean, even if we're remotely non-biased on this, bucking Nancy Pelosi is not bucking Congress.
Right.
He is not denying Congress a legitimate inquiry, because there is no legitimate inquiry from Congress.
Right.
For there to be a legitimate inquiry from Congress, there must be a vote, and both sides, everybody of Congress, has the legitimate subpoena power and get to the bottom of this and then see if to go forward with a full impeachment to the Senate, yes or no. That's law. That's precedent. That's due process.
Right. Exactly.
This is a witch hunt. He has no obligation to, no legal obligation. I don't care how many subpoenas they pull out of their rump. I don't care. This is not legitimate due process, and this is not legitimate. Anybody, will, I think, would tell you that's even remotely non-biased. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
We got a great show today. James McCanney's going to be here. We're going to talk, obviously, I'm sure we'll talk about this among other things, his wing generator. There may be a lot of you interested in that, and, I think we're going to.
I know I am.
Yes, absolutely.
That thing's fascinating.
We're going to talk a little bit more about that, and I've kind of volunteered information for my house, so we can kind of use it as a template. We'll go from there. And, you know, whatever else comes to mind. Ty Bollinger is going to come on. Dr. Group contacted me and said, hey, can you have Ty on for a little bit to talk about this, the Truth About Cancer conference that's coming up within a week here. And it's free. You can listen to it. This is very important.
I've already signed up.
Good.
And I got my confirmation email back.
So you're ready to, rock.
I'm ready to listen.
Dr. Group on cancer, you know, I had a conversation with a friend of mine who was dealing with some cancer, and, you know, I kind of, you know, I felt compelled to kind of push him
a little bit.
I said, look, if this was me and I was in the situation you're in, I would start with Dr. Group.
Yes,
when it comes to cancer, I would start talking to Dr. Group. I mean, other things I would do other people, but cancer, I would start with him and Dr. Sherry Rogers. That's where I would start on cancer.
Those are two good docs, I'll tell you that. Real good. If I was sick, that's where I'd go to.
All right, let's continue with the news. We've talked about the repo market, and I hope everybody understands, at least nominally by now, understands the repurchase agreement, the repurchase market, what's going on with the banks. We highlighted October 10th. Why did we highlight October 10th?
Because the government, the bank says that's when they were going to stop.
The Fed.
Yeah.
The Federal Reserve. And just so you know, if you're new to this or catching up, the Fed is printing money at the repurchase market overnight to give, basically get, they say lend, quote unquote, right. I'm making air quotes now, ladies and gentlemen, to lend the banks, give the banks money so they can stay liquid.
Right.
To the tune of at least $350 billion in the first 7-10 days. They've committed to nearly $1 trillion total. And it's supposed to end, what's the day? It's the 9th, I believe. It's supposed to end tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow's a huge day.
Mm-hmm.
Gerald Celente is reporting that it won't end, and they've committed to November 4th.
Sounds logical. We're talking off there. They were saying that it's not going to end. They're just going to keep on going.
Well, I want you to put that with this story right here and put these two things together, because the cracks are showing, and I don't want to be Chicken Little. I'm not trying to wave my arms and scream at the top of my lungs, say the sky is falling. One, because I'm losing my voice, so I can't do that. But two, put these things together, ladies and gentlemen. And we have, you know, Houston, we have a problem. This is from CNN. GE is freezing its pension plan for 20,000 U.S. workers. What have we talked about? The pensions and the liabilities that they're under.
Oh, yeah.
Unfunded. There's two words for you. Unfunded liabilities go in the multi trillions. The negative interest rates, these investment banks are pushing these pensions to, I think, dangerous and really lunacy-type investments.
Mm-hmm.
Well, GE can't even wait for that. GE is freezing its pension plans. They announced at the beginning of this week it'll freeze for about 20,000 workers. Years of inattention, low interest rates, and shrinking profits have left GE with one of the largest pension shortfalls in corporate America. Can you say shrinking economy? Can you say recession? Can you say cracks in the bank? Can you say problem with the whole investment?
Yes, yeah, all of the above.
All of the above.
Yeah.
Shortfalls in attention. Inattention means they use it for something else. They're propping up the thing. They needed liquidity.
Mm-hmm.
You can put all those things in there, and they're probably fit for what this means. What does it mean for you? Do you have a pension? Are you part of a big pension group? What does it mean for America as a whole if you don't have a pension? What do you think holds up the stock market?
Well, I heard they're a zombie corporation. They were gutted years ago, and they've been just running on empty, and now it's come to fruition.
They said that they're going to offer, part of this article,
some of buyouts, I think.
Right. They're going to offer payouts to 100,000 former employees who have not started their monthly payments, so basically a lump sum payment. If that was me, I would take it and run.
Oh, boy, I would take it. I wouldn't trust them one bit.
I'd take it by, if it were me, it's not investment advice, I would take it by.
And you know, the CEO, I think he's getting $15 million a year in cash, and it could be with stock options worth $230 million or something like that.
I wonder if he sold a stock yet.
I don't know. If I was working for them, I sure would be mad.
Moving on, CIA whistleblower, quote, professionally tied to the a 2020 candidate. Second whistleblower was first one's source. So we're talking about, again, this impeachment, these whistleblowers.
Yeah.
One, if you don't have firsthand knowledge, how are you a whistleblower?
Yeah.
So Tommy told me
yep.
that Karen took $10 million from from the bank.
Mm-hmm.
How am I a whistleblower if I said that? Zero Hedge, a CIA employee who lodged a whistleblower complaint over President Trump's request that Ukraine investigate former Vice President Joe Biden, has a professional relationship with one of the 2020 candidates, according to Washington Examiner's Byron York, citing a source familiar with last Friday's impeachment inquiry interview. There you go, inquiry.
Yeah.
Inquiry. It's not an impeachment inquiry.
It's not
inquiry.
An impeachment.
What would you call it?
It's a witch hunt.
It's an introductory witch hunt. It's a prelude to Mueller 2.0.
Yep.
With Inspector General Michael Atkinson. Now we know why House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff won't release the transcript. Yeah, good question.
Yeah.
Good question. Back to China. Do you, and we've gone over this a lot, but this story came out of Breitbart. I'll just say the story. I don't know what to say. Do you want to know what the New World Order looks like? Do you not want to know what the deal these corporations and these governments have made with the devil?
Yeah.
Do you want to know what it looks like? Let me give you a taste, ladies and gentlemen. This is not speculation. This is not a story talking about in the future. This is right now in China from Breitbart. Concentration camp survivors. China using forced sterilization, abortion for genocide. Women who have survived China's concentration camp for Muslim ethnic minorities reported widespread rape, forced abortions, forced sterilization, and other extreme sexual human rights atrocities in accounts published this weekend. Speaking to the Washington Post, the women echo the experiences of others who have escaped the estimated thousands of concentration camps built in Xinjiang, China, their largest and westernmost province to house the Uyghur, you know, the Uyghur Muslims. You've heard a lot about them.
Mm-hmm.
While survivors tend to be from Kazakh, I guess that's a region there, also Muslim, they can use their dual citizenship to escape to neighboring Kazakhstan. The majority of the 1 to 3 million people trapped in the camps are believed to be Uyghurs or Uyghurs. And I've heard both pronunciations. What I do know is that China is turning into, along the fringes, one hell hole.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is what the New World Order looks like.
Mm-hmm.
From ESPN, have you heard this story about the general manager of the Houston Rockets has tweeted about Hong Kong? He since has deleted it.
Yeah.
Now
he supported him.
He basically brought attention to him and semi-supported him.
Yeah.
He brought attention to it. The Houston Rockets just happen to be in China right now, doing an exhibition, having training camp, preseason games.
Yeah,
right, basically spreading the NBA, whatever. Yeah. China went nuts.
Yep.
China went nuts. The owner of the Houston Rockets said, the Houston Rockets are apolitical. We don't get political. We support Daryl Morey. We'll see if he supports Daryl Morey. We'll see if Daryl Morey keeps his job. We're apolitical, and the tweet has been...
And backtracked.
Backtracking big time.
Big time.
The games are supposed to be broadcast over Chinese TV. China says they're no longer doing it. China went nuts on this.
Mm-hmm.
Internal memo, ESPN. They forbid discussion of Chinese politics when discussing Daryl Morey's tweet about Chinese politics. Deadspin has obtained a memo, and the memo says that no politics are to be discussed. So ESPN can talk about, you know, Trump, people not liking Trump, or Tiger Woods talking to Trump, and they talk about that from a political standpoint. But even mentioning the political, not even coming out for or against Hong Kong,
right,
talking about the political aspect of Daryl Morey's tweet has been forbidden by ESPN.
Correct.
You know who owns ESPN? Do you know?
Disney.
Bingo. Bingo. That mouse.
Yeah, exactly. Mickey.
Mouse and Mal. They sound a lot alike.
Yeah,
they're acting a lot
alike.
Yes. Very good. Police seize Washington man's guns using red flag laws over satirical Joker meme. This is going on all over the internet.
All over
people
the place.
People are having pictures with guns, you know, acting like the Joker. Well, Washington took it seriously with this one guy who, by the way, had a concealed carry permit. They took all his guns by writ. The police filed it. It wasn't the neighbor. It wasn't the police. So this is telling me that the police are now going through the social media, scanning
things, yeah.
And now creating claims on people.
Yep.
And now they took this guy's guns. And now they're petitioning that he can't have them back for a year, even if he passes the quote-unquote standards. This is, ladies and gentlemen.
Unconstitutional.
It is an offense to God. Let me go further. Government is not your God, and there must be due process, and our founding fathers inherited that, they gave that inheritance to us. If we let this go, we do not have America, and we deserve what we get. I'm telling you that right now. You can take it or leave it. I'm so upset about this and the lack of attention that this is getting. The Bill of Rights is as sacred as most of your Bible. If you want to be offended by that, be offended by that. Then you don't understand it, and you don't understand the Declaration of Independence and what that means, and the connection to the Mosaic Law, and the connection to the tribes of Israel, and your inheritance, and all that, and the fulfillment of it, and the capstone, and the keystone of this country's law that makes it different from every country in the world is the Bill of Rights. And in the Bill of Rights, there must be due process. There must be an affidavit filled out. There must be a trial by jury. All of these things. The police can't decide that they want to take your guns because they don't like your social media post.
Bingo.
That is lawlessness. It is an offense to God. It is un-American. It is communist Chinese. Yeah. Are you endowed by God and created in His image, or are you not? Which are we going to be? The battle that we are facing is one of self-identity. How are you going to identify yourself? This is why I've been adamant. See, this is going to send me on a whole rant. But this is why I've been adamant about these schools. What are these schools teaching? Let me say it in a different way. What are these schools teaching your child? What identity are they giving to your child? Ask it that way. Because the battle is not political, not opinion even. It's self-identity. That's the battle of all this. Of everything that you're seeing is a battle of self-identity. So what identity are the quote-unquote government public school system giving your children? When you can answer that question and you figure that out, then you start to put the puzzle piece of this whole thing together, and you don't have to wonder why the police are now taking guns from people because of a joke of a post. Okay?
Yeah. Simple as that.
It is simple. It's clear.
Yeah.
Turkey begins an offensive against Kurdish fighters in Syria. This is a big deal because Trump says we're going to pull out of Syria. We're not going to back up our allies there in the, I think it's the north region of the Syria. So now Turkey, basically, Trump is abandoning these people. And now Turkey's about to invade. Is that what we're seeing? That's what it looks like. This is the kind of the trade-off. And now people of Congress are like, you can't back out of Syria because is this being blown out of proportion? Because
we don't have very many people there in the first place.
Well,
it's not like we got a battalion there. We did, you know, we got a handful of people there, I heard.
Okay, one of two things then. Then the New World Order, whatever you want to call it, is pushing for this invasion to highlight Trump's pullout.
Right.
And try to make it look bad.
Mm-hmm.
Or there really is a situation.
Right.
Or they really were hesitant to go in because however many little Americans there were, they didn't, you know, Americans dying is going to not go well with America.
Not go well. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those two things. We're going to certainly keep an eye on it. U.S. dips in competitiveness index as Singapore takes top spot in the world. Singapore, one of the things is healthy living. They live longer. Their infrastructure is a lot better. That's what basically put them over the edge for America in this global competitiveness report. I don't know who put this out, but the organization is associated with Davos. So, you know, Davos, Switzerland,
mm-hmm.
Trilateral Commission, all these things. So somewhere around there, some group tied to that is putting out this report. So, what does it mean?
What does it mean?
Is it legitimate? Is it not legitimate? I mean, but there's certainly some questions that they raise and points they certainly raise here. Americans who drink this much water a day are more likely to report feeling very happy. So if you drink quote unquote sufficient, more than enough or more than enough water a day, the majority of people who do that say they are happy. So we want
to see that. Yeah.
We want you happy.
That's right.
Healthy, successful, and free, right? So happy. There you go. Water. And think about where your water's coming from. Think about filtering your water.
Yeah, filtering it. And
I thought that was a good story. I love reading good stories. We're running out of time on the news. Don't tempt me. Hillary Clinton fires back at Trump during daring her to run with eyebrow raising tweet. Sorry, sometimes I can't read these
twisted writers that schools put out. I'm the same way.
My gosh. It's like you got to read it four times to understand what it's saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, she says, don't tempt me. Is Hillary going to enter the race, yes or no?
Yeah, of course she is.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah.
You really think she
is? Yes, absolutely. Joe Biden's done. He's toast.
We know Joe Biden's
in trouble. Elizabeth Warren couldn't beat me.
A UK university... A British university forces students to attend mandatory screening of a consent play. Basically, it's a play about rape, to teaching people about rape, to teaching males about rape. So that they got an invitation. You're invited. Then say, oh, by the way, it's mandatory.
You're going to fail the class if you don't go.
Another good story. There's a high school football team in Michigan. They have a band, right? A school band. But they don't have a football team because they don't have enough students. Well, there's a neighboring school that just happens to have a football team.
And no band.
Bing, bing, bing. As fate would have it, Glen Lake School District football team had the opposite problem. They had a football team, but no student band. And so they've invited the Forest Area Band to play at their game. Now everybody's happy, and now they got two fan bases.
There you go.
I'm so rooting for them. Yeah, I want them to win.
Me too.
Also in the news, there's a tourist photo of a cloudy Belgian sky. It is one of the coolest pictures I've seen of a natural sky of the clouds, and it reminded people of Van Gogh, kind of starry, starry night. So if you like that kind of thing, there's
check
a really cool article, thepowerhour.com. Fed says it will offer $310 billion more in term loans to Wall Street as over 68,000 job cuts planned at mega banks. So they're putting $310
billion
out there.
Would it be?
You start adding these numbers, 20,000 pension funds, 68,000 jobs, 100,000 they're going to offer. Look, these are real numbers.
Mm-hmm.
This is a big deal.
What an ancient
Chinese idea. Citizens will be required to scan their faces to use the internet.
That's a fact.
We'll be right back. A little more news and then Ty Bolger. And a great story. You got to hear this story about my wife. Stay tuned. ThePowerHour.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy, and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rinse.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rinse.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. for the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algae on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage, I love to eat. Yum!
Todd, keep trying to get him, and then just let me know. And if not, then we'll, you know, maybe we'll get James O'Kenny on early. Ladies and gentlemen, if we can't get Ty Bollinger, we'll have a little time. If I want to hear your opinion, I know most of you don't listen live, but if you are listening, just call. Tell me what you think. If you think, oh, it doesn't matter, just please give me a call. 844-769-2944 about this whole impeachment thing, China, anything. 844-769-2944. I'd love to hear from you. Got some great specials to make you aware at the Power Mall. I have to first tell you the story. Well, one, I got some regrettable news that we're going to have to inform you about. The people that work with us at the Power Mall, not only the, you know, everybody at the Power Hour, Catherine and everybody involved, Uncle Kevin, everybody, we become a family. We work together. This is a, I don't want to use the word battle, but, you know, we become a close-knit group. It also extends to the other people that come on the show. We buy from the good guys. That's not just a saying, or buy from the good guys. So you can buy from the good guys. The people that we have, there's been several people that have had fantastic products or what have you. We won't have them on the Power Hour because either one, their product is not totally unique enough to overcome the people that they are, because we do want to bring great products to you, or two, they're just not a good, you know, not a good fit. they don't resonate. So all the people who come on and we interview, they become part of the extended family, and they become part of your life. And it is with regret that I must inform you about Wayne Blakely, from the founder of course, Living Streams Probiotics, the best probiotics that I know out there. His innovation, his creativity, his ingenuity, whatever you want to call it. He has done something that a lot of people didn't even think possible in the way he has developed these probiotics. He has passed away. It's been about a week or so. And his, we'll wait a little while and maybe we'll try to get his widow on or somebody from his family. His company we'll continue to make probiotics. If you need something or want to do, I would buy it now just in case. I mean, who knows what will happen? And they say everything's going to be fine. I'm sure it will. That's not what I'm saying. But, you know, think about their company, and they could sure use the business. We can always use the business. So I'm sure they're going through a very trying time. Wayne, talking to him off air, he was a very special individual, very unique to know Wayne. There's not many people like him. Personally, what he meant to the show, coming on with Joyce all those years ago, and all the, you know, when I first met Joyce and came to the Power Mall and to the barn and whatever you, and I went to the refrigerator and saw all the probiotics there. I'm like, wow, this is different. You know, and this is one of the things that makes the Power Mall different, is having and carrying these type of products and the person that Wayne Blakely is. So not only am I sad, one, professionally for his mind, for his innovation, I'm sad personally, I'm sad for his family, I'm sad for everybody at the Power Hour. So we regret to inform you, and we also want to celebrate the opportunity to know Wayne Blakely. So please put his family in your prayers. Also, one of the listeners called in, and Marlene is having a little bit of a hard time. Her family, her husband has recently died. So please think of Marlene and pray for her also. Very important. Over at the Power Mall, I got to tell the story about my wife. Okay, over this weekend, my wife and I went on a little trip, and the trip started. Everything was fine, and my wife was bit by a brown recluse spider on her foot. Now, I told you, people probably think I'm, you know, Kev, people probably think I'm lying when I go on a trip. I tell them I take the lamb cream.
That's right.
I usually don't take Helon. I usually take lamb cream because I like the container it's in. So I take the lamb cream. Sometimes I take clay. A lot of times I take clay.
Okay.
And I almost always take oregano. I mean, I can't even remember a trip when I didn't have at least one of those three things.
And water.
And water. Yes, and some water. So one of those three things on a trip, I always take. Well, this trip, we took all three. So we had all three, oregano, clay, and the lamb cream. And then we had some vitamin D, you know, some vitamins and stuff. My wife got a brown recluse bite on her foot. It started to look awful very quickly. We believe in the clay completely. I need the clay. We had the clay. We don't always take the clay with us, so that was very fortunate. We began packing it. First, we put oregano on it. We read about how oregano helps venom, you know, neutralize venom from bites and things like that. We put a little oregano on it. She was pounding it under her tongue, getting it in her. And we put the clay on her, and now it's been, what, 3 or 4 days later, and the foot is blistered up. It did not, what's that called when the flesh starts to like eat itself?
Rot.
Yeah, rot. It's called something, but rot. Yeah. The flesh has not done that. It started to, we got everything on it, and it started to go back and then blister up.
Yeah, right.
And now it's starting to heal, and all the swelling and redness is going back down. We kept clay on it. We kept oregano on it. And then when we got home, we put Helon on it. So Helon and lamb cream. And we pumped her with vitamin C and vitamin D. All Power Mall products. You don't think these things make a difference? That would have been an emergency room doctor visit.
Oh, yeah.
Without question, just to save her foot.
Yeah. At least a big part of it. Boy, that just chews all that flesh around it.
You saw her foot.
Yeah.
I mean,
and your mom almost lost her toe from a black rest.
From a brown recluse. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So she should have had some clay.
Nasty bites.
And she went to the doctor. She had to go to the doctor and stuff. Mm-hmm. And that was an ordeal. And it still didn't look right.
No.
Her foot going to the doctor, early.
Yeah.
It did not look as good as my wife's foot is about to look.
No. No, I don't think she's even going to have a semblance of a bite there.
No, we'll see. Okay, it's still blistered up, but the redness is now going back.
Yeah.
Unbelievable story. Unbelievable necrosis. Texted me. Necrosis is what it is. Is that a story or is that a story?
It's beautiful.
That's what we did.
That clay is, I use it all the time. That clay is wonderful.
Some other specials at the Power Mall. We have, of course, Strauss Heart Drops. We have 10% off all that. Wayne's going to be here tomorrow, Wayne Elliott. So, Cold Storm, Smooth Oregano. Oreganol is on sale. All the North American Urban Spice. There was a replay of Cass on Monday. Oreganol, Orega Resp, Orega Max, Purely C, which that is fantastic, vitamin C. We had Dr. Rogers look at that. She just loves that type of vitamin C. Black Seed Oil, Bone Active. A lot of people are getting into this Bone Active. Osteoporosis, number one in the country, is in America. Magnesium, potassium, selenium, multivitamin, the vitamin E, the full spectrum, and the vitamin D, all from Grown by Nature. They are the best vitamin type pills that I know of. Now, there's other things. I love the Mother Earth Minerals. It's under, but you're talking about vitamin, a whole food vitamin. There's nothing like Grown by Nature. And the Eye Complex, of course, Dr. Abel, and Global Healing Center, the OxyPowder, the Toxidine, and the Vegan Safe B12, and also Helon and Lamb Cream. I mean, these aren't just words, ladies and gentlemen. These are products that have to have.
Amazing products.
We've also brought back Miracle 2 Soap Concentrate and the Oregadent, all on sale at the Power Mall. And later this week, James McKinney will be here tomorrow. Matthew Vadim will be on talking about Schiff and the Deep State, the connection. He's a reporter. That'll be interesting. And Wayne Elliott. William Snowblin at the end of the week. I always like to hear from him about Halloween and his perspective, and I think you'll want to hear it. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for your purchases, your donations, your prayers. We need them all. There is a war on, and it's just below the surface, and we want to keep it from coming through the surface. And one of the ways is for you to have power and you to be independent as possible. And so we really feel like the products over at the Power Mall are worthy of your attention and purchase and your money. We know money situation. Heck, GE doesn't even have enough money.
That's right.
We know that you may not have enough money, but these are things that you need, and they're worth that exchange of money that you can swing it if you can make it work. So thank you so much for your purchases and donations and all you do. God bless you, and 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Anything you want to add about any of that clay or anything? I know you use the clay.
I use the clay all the time. It's wonderful. You got a toothache or something wrong with your teeth, you just abscess or whatever it is, just put it on there and it goes away. It's amazing.
Todd's trying to tell me something. Say that again, Todd. Oh, so we're not going to get Ty then. We can't get Ty. Okay, so I don't know what happened to Ty. Him and his wife supposed to come on to talk about the Truth About Cancer conference. Still, Dr. Group's a keynote speaker, I think on the 12th.
Yeah.
I think it's the 12th.
I'm already signed up. I'm looking forward to it.
So
it'll be wonderful.
James McKinney. James, I got a couple stories I'm going to read. Maybe we'll just bring you in and read these stories while James is on.
Yeah, do it.
Let's do it. Let's get James in here.
We love James. Love you.
James McKinney is... Well, don't tell him, but he's my favorite guy.
Yeah, got him.
Shh, don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
He's a tier one scientist. He's taught at the highest levels of academia in America. And he's Carl Sagan's best friend, right?
Mm-hmm. I heard they had a bicycle built for two that they used to drive around the Yale with. Or where was he? Cornell.
Yeah.
That's too far.
That's pushing it too far.
JMCCSCI.com. JMCCSCI.com is his website. We're going to talk about current events and also Wing Generator. We're going to get into this. I'm really excited. James McKinney, welcome to the Power Hour.
Hey, how's it going? It's just that Carl and I couldn't figure out if we wanted a bicycle that was front and back or side by side.
That's great. It's good to have you on.
Was it powered or solar?
Yeah, it was powered by billions and billions of little atoms. I had to pedal my site, but Carl's was, he had a grant to power his site.
The government gave him money to power his side. He just kicked back.
Yeah.
You had to pedal yours.
Yeah, exactly.
That's good.
Right.
We brought you on early. Ty Bollinger is supposed to come on to talk about his conference. I don't know whatever. I don't know what happened. Thank you for coming on early. We do have a couple stories. Let me bring up these couple news stories. I'll read them and then kind of get everybody's feedback here. We've been hearing for quite a while, Kev, about diversity is strength. Right? That's all they tell us at school.
Yeah. TV.
Diversity is strength. That's all.
I do not agree with that.
Well, what did we talk about? That's ridiculous. Diversity by its mere definition is not strength.
Correct.
Unity is diverse, divergent. Those are the words that are
apart.
Related to apart.
Yeah.
Unity is strength. Well, now there's a peer-reviewed academic study that finds diversity is not strength. It's a Danish academic study, and they found that ethnic diversity has a negative impact on communities because it erodes trust. It turns out diversity is not strength at all. Very interesting. I don't know. You can comment at all any of these. I've just got a couple stories I got to go over, James, before we get.
I have a quick comment.
Sure.
First of all, all the schools claim diversity, but it's a facade because they only have diversity in skin color. Not in thought. So, the United States, they use diversity divisively to take the people of the country, in which case we're now the United States, bring in people who do not mix with the public. You know, if you look at a lot of the groups they're bringing into the United States to erode the family, to erode the United States way of life, they don't mix. And so the whole object of the United States is to blend people into this melting pot, whereas diversity takes the people that are here and basically takes away their identity. So diversity is a very divisive word. Very divisive.
Absolutely. See, I'm of the opinion that the unifying principle of America is the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights. That should be our unifying call. And whatever skin color, origin, whatever, if we're unified in that, we got a really strong country. That's my feeling.
And everybody assimilate.
Yeah, well, yeah. And the thing, too, is now a lot of the groups coming in live by themselves, speak their language. If they have a religion, they stay with that or whatever. But, you know, it's not diversity. Universities pound their chest about diversity, but they're not diverse in the one thing that counts, and that is thought. They're not diverse in thought at all. You know, so it's a facade, like I say. They have the color of the skin facade of diversity, but diversity of thought, forget it.
Have you been following any of this, the repo market, the repurchase agreement, the Fed pumping money, basically a backdoor printing press to the banks on the overnight market? Have you been following that at all?
No, not specifically.
Okay.
No.
All right. Well, this story, Ron Paul, that's what's been going on. Federal Reserve's latest bailouts, more proof bad times ahead, Ron Paul is saying. Since September 17th, the Federal Reserve Bank of New York has pumped billions of dollars into the repo market, and it's the first time they've done this since, and you can go back, and you know what happened in 2009, since 2009. And this is one of the factors blamed for the repo's market's cash shortage is the Federal Reserve's sale of assets it acquired via the quantitative easing programs. Let me translate this for you. What does that mean? It means they took all these derivatives and all this trash investment, double C grade bonds and mortgage assets, sold them between each other. The federal government granted the money to loan against it and to basically finance it, and now there's no value left in it. So now what are they left to do? Print more money.
Exactly.
Fracking, you can probably comment on this, I'm sure. Fracking-induced earthquakes in Central and Eastern America are on the rise, and researchers are cautioning that. What do you know about the fracking, especially in the middle America? What's going on?
Well, it destabilizes destabilizes underground, and fracking is a something that's a very bad idea. It accelerates the procurement of oil, but mainly natural gas. And what's going to happen is in probably 2 to 3 years or maybe sooner, When you go back to get more natural gas out of those areas, you're not going to get anything. And so what we're doing is selling vast amounts of natural gas to China. We're exporting it. And in 2 or 3 years, we're not going to have enough for ourselves.
Well, let me ask you, what, for our audience, really for me too, I mean, I kind of understand generally, but specifically, what is fracking?
Well, you put explosives or other forms of high pressure underground, and a lot of times through a sludge of very highly pollutant liquid. And what it does is the natural gas that's underground, it forces it out. So you're there to capture it, and then you have to get rid of that right away because it's all of this natural gas is coming out. So they've expanded, especially the ports like the Port of New Orleans, is a tremendous amount of natural gas going out of there. They've developed these big ships. They're like oil tankers. They have three big globes on them that hold the natural gas. It's pressurized. And they're exporting it to China mainly, and at very, very low cost. And so they're consuming all of this natural gas. But that's what fracking is. It destabilizes the ground underneath and causing earthquakes.
Do you, if they just did the process a lot more slow, would then, or here, let me phrase the question this way. The way you just described, if they add pressure and then it forces the natural gas up really fast, then I would imagine that creates a lot of air pockets or a lot of empty pockets in the ground, so that's where the earthquakes are coming from. If they did that slowly...
They have to fill that in. They have what they're doing is creating pressure, and a lot of times with explosives. And so that gives you an impulse, so you get all of this volume of natural gas coming out at one time. So you got to do something. You got to trap that and capture it, and then what do you do with it? You have to sell it off. So it's a short-term, high-profit deal, and as it turns out, these fracking companies, the few people are taking immense amounts of profit and buying up vast amounts of land, especially in the American West. They're buying up huge ranches, huge regions, so you have one person that owns, you know, literally millions, tens of millions of acres. And they're becoming like their own mini federal government from the profits from fracking. It's really a out of balance system from beginning to end.
Have you seen the videos? Most people have, I'm sure. Where people are putting on their tap water and then they're lighting a match and it lights on fire.
Well, I've not seen those videos. I know the Flint River occasionally burns because of the amount of pollutants in it. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
People see fires out on the river. And that's why, you know, when this whole Flint, Michigan thing blew up about lead in the water, well, lead is the least of their worries. They've got every other chemical on the planet in that river. And so they give these people these little Brita faucet attached filters that don't do anything. You know, they might work for 30 gallons, and you know, people are putting these on their faucets thinking that's a solution. No, it's the water situation in the United States is horrendous. You know, I have my water filters that I sell, of course, and I think you have some that you sell there, but the water situation is horrendous in the United States. It's really, really bad.
There was one of the stories in the news. We're just having a conversation here with James McCanny, Tier 1 scientist. Where can you get this? It was a story about the product or competitiveness of countries, and a Davos related organization put out the ranking. Study ranking saying Singapore has passed up America as the most competitive nation. And one of the reasons, two reasons that kind of highlighted in my brain, one, longevity, the way people are living and the healthy living. And then two is the infrastructure, that Singapore's infrastructure is much better than America. I think we have such a bias in America. We think, oh, other countries' infrastructure is better. But really, what is it like in foreign countries like Singapore? When you talk about infrastructure, now you talk about Flint, Michigan. I mean, is it really that disparaging between the two? Is it really that bad in America?
It is bad. It's really bad, and people don't know about it. I just developed a system of a database that I do free service for people, where they write in, they give me their zip code, and they look on their water bill and tell me the water company, and I can determine what's in their water because of federally funded studies that have been done. There are databases I can go in and look.
Wow.
And I'm just aghast. The clincher is that all of these cities and municipalities, there's tens of thousands around the country, claim that they meet federal water standards, which they do, but the federal water standards are ridiculous. They're non-existent. So just about anybody can meet federal water standards from the EPA. But then you find out what's really in your water, and these cities might have 10 or 12 or 20 pollutants that are above federally specified safety guidelines, but they're not in the federal water standards. They have not been updated because there's thousands and thousands of chemicals and pharmaceuticals that could be in the water. So they don't even talk about those. So people, you know, the city goes, oh, our water meets federal standards. Let me tell you, buddy, there's a lot in your water that they ain't telling you about.
That's creepy, James. More than creepy, it's really concerning.
Oh, yeah. No, the water in the United States is horrific, horrific.
Wow.
And then you have the natural pollutants. Like if you're down in Texas, you have arsenic. You have a lot of places with heavy natural pollutants.
Well, there's the music on the other side. Thanks for coming on early, James. One of our guests fell through. Thanks for coming on early. We'll get to more with James McCanny on the other side. We're going to get into some current events and the wing generator. Really excited. More with James McCanny, jmccsci.com on the other side. You're listening to the Power Hour.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well. And we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call